And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And yes, I am croaky again. Yes, you are so lucky to be here on Punky Radio this week because, yes, we do have a competition for you. Yes, there is a certain amount of asymmetricity. Is that right? Is that a word?
Possibly.
Asymmetricness?
Maybe, yeah.
Some of it's matching.
Cool.
Here's the first example of something matching. I am loving this band. Tom Mance in the Icebreakers, Tight Sweater.
All want nothing. If I take it all, that's something. Tonight I break my rule. Tonight I lose it all. A favorite sometime when the sky's black and the blood's like wine. To take my mind off it all. Once again I break my rule. Tonight I'm gonna take another year of my life. Stumble and tumble, drag it down. Your mind's a jungle. Tonight you get it all. Tonight you fall. Substitute a decoy, all that could have been. Steal a sideways glance, an oblivion's fatal grin. Tonight you're gonna take another year of your life.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'd love to ask you what Tom Mance in the Icebreakers MySpace page is, but I haven't found anybody's MySpace page this week, so we're not doing them. I do have some information about them, though, which I will be telling you a little bit more about later on in the show, because there is going to be, hold the front page, a second Tom Mance track. There will be more information about the new album, which is called Perils Are Plenty, later on in the show when we play a second track. This album is excellent. They've been described, interestingly and incorrectly of course, as a Bob Dylan meets The Clash.
Alright, okay.
But anybody just listening to that will know that obviously they're actually Tom Waits meets the Dead Kennedys, and if anybody knew anything about anything, they'd know that. So, unlucky people who said that. You're wrong, I'm right. Now, I've got some additional material for you. And thanks very much to Chantel for once again getting in touch. Not only from the past, but from further back in the past. In fact, from about a year ago.
Okay.
this does all come, it all comes good, it's all fine. She's going to get there. And I'm sure that she looks forward to hearing this in a while.
Of course, yes.
You never know. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I do have some UK iTunes reviews. We've got 3 new ones. We need 2 more. So if you're on iTunes, please do go and leave us a review, 5 stars only, etc. on the Punky. But just type in Punky to the search. You find us. Right, because I want to read out 5. One of them on there, interestingly, says, these people appear to be doing a show just to family and friends. because of the nature of the way we talk about people that get in touch. It isn't actually the case. But thank you very much for the review. Was actually very good. But it just said, look, you need to get in touch with them. And also they said they need to catch up. Why are they still on Podcast Alley? And I let that go. Anyway.
Right.
Hey, Paul. Chantel, the self-proclaimed favourite Canardinardinardinardinardin here. I'm about a year behind now, slowly catching my way up. I've gone through about 6 months of podcasts in the last 2 months. Pretty good considering how much schoolwork I've got to do these days. Yeah, it's not moaning. I promise that this email has a purpose. I've already purchased some Cunt of the Gang songs, and I'd like to request that you play the song Fox Sticks by Cunt of the Gang on the show if you haven't already. As I'm a year behind, I don't know if you've covered it in that time period. I don't think we have played it.
Doesn't ring a bell. I don't think we have, no.
I don't think we have played Fox Sticks. Maybe we'll play it next week. I'd already got the music lined up for this week. There was a reason why I wasn't playing it, and it's because it actually says the C word in it quite a bit as well. And I thought, oh, do you know, do I want to go through that again?
Nah.
But it is really funny, so yeah, we'll probably play it next week. Anyway, thanks for that, Chantel. There's more here. Now, to go along with this quite polite email, I've got a rather wonderful word of the week for you. As we all know, men have many different terms they can use in lieu of saying that they're going to masturbate. On the other hand, females aren't blessed with as many words. This word of the week, coined by one of my guy friends, is another term for female masturbation. He called female masturbation making macaroni, because of the noise that macaroni makes in a pot after you've boiled it and strained the water out. Open brackets, particularly Kraft dinner macaroni and cheese macaroni. Close brackets. I don't know if you'll have it, but it would definitely fit into the swear esperanto, as no one would know what the hell you were on about. Personally, I don't use it, but I'm sure some punky listeners might. I'll be caught up soon. Chantel, the, as previously stated, self-proclaimed favourite Canardinardinardinardinardin. I think that's an excellent addition to the word of the week. If you have a word of the week, please do email paulitbeer@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Word of the week. I think making macaroni could be a very, very useful term. Is it any time from now on, a woman who should be in the room is not in the room, and someone asks you where they are, I'll say, she's just nipped in there to make macaroni. They won't know, but I will. Nice. I'll be being dirty. Feel free to use it yourself. If you've got an interesting example of usage of the phrase making macaroni, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, making macaroni. I wonder if I could do a little song about it. I've had an idea. I might come up with a little song before the end of the show. Not that I'll be able to sing it with my voice being knackered. Tone, I'm going to get on with the next song, mate.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it now as well. This is a band called The Wrong, who are made up of, amongst other people, my mate, Staff Deary. Staff, who is from Belgium, and I've met him at the Psychobilly meeting, and he's also in this band, The Wrong, and I think you're going to like this a lot. I haven't got the MySpace page on me, because I'm such a dickhead. I haven't done any MySpace pages this week. But anyway, Tony, check this bad boy out. This is Let It Ride.
Up and down, turning around, I'm spinning back again. Sideways, over and over, I'm coming through the bend. Time to testify, kick the purpose in the eye. Slamming my name all over the place, come on baby, in my face. Hey, there I am. There I am.
say. Don't wanna sound too cool, but I just can't stay. I don't take no phone answers, so baby, just say goodnight.
That was The Wrong, Tony.
Cool.
We are going to be playing more of their stuff in future weeks. They're in the process of recording, and I'm very much looking forward to getting my hands on their stuff, for want of a better expression. And hello, Staff. His brother's in the band as well. He sent me a massive email with loads and loads of information about them on, and I can't find it. So the next time we play The Wrong, and we will, I'll fill you in on all the details about them. You listen to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any podcast early comments?
I do. Thank you all of you who's voted. New month, 8th of Feb now. So if you haven't voted for us, please do. Easy way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish. Could I read them out? Thanks for all who's voted so far. Not many of you have, but please, so if you haven't, please do get right to it. Thank you. And then we've got five to read out this week. And here we go. Ooh, how exciting. I'm so excited. It's my birthday this week, and I'm going to spend it with all the punky listeners, in spirit at least, by looking at girls in their pants and laughing at funny fellas. At least I hope it's that way around. Or the worst, Paulie B. Thanks, Paulie B.
Thanks very much, Paulie B. An excellent comment. At least you're using the system properly.
Exactly.
Yes.
It works. Finally, Podcast Alley works. And we can start leaving our pointless comments again. This reminded me to start catching back up with the new shows. Keep them coming and I'll eventually get caught up. Mark Berglund, a.k.a. Shaggy's Music. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
Maggie.
Mark. Stroke Shaggy's Music. Just a quick point.
Oh.
If you can get the chance to vote for us, do this month, because quite clearly it doesn't take anything like as many votes as it used to get in the top 10. So we've got a chance of getting in the top 10, and if you're in the top 10, you are a lot more visible, so you'll be doing the bands a favour if you can get us into that top 10. It does look like it's easy, so if you voted before, you know what to do. Please do go back and do it.
Takes but a moment as well. Punky Radio, more fun than your ears have a right to. Woody B3, good to hear from you again, Woody. Thank you very much.
I'll do your song, Woody, but I'm a bit croaky.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you could do it, Tony.
Go, go, Woody B3. Thanks for voting for us, Woody B3.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Number one. Fine.
You're inspirational sometimes. You really
quite helpful. Five stars. Five stars. From Canby Robert, 001. Well, thank you, Robert Canvey001.
Maybe has he got confused there? Has he left as an iTunes comment on a podcast?
I think so. He's given us five stars, though. But if you could do that on the iTunes, that'd be really
that
great.
That would be fantastic. Please do. Thanks very much, yeah.
And finally, Goopa Goopa, Paul and Tony. No smart-ass comments from me this time. Keep up the good work. Punky Radio is still the best. Always voting, Mark the Patron Saint.
Always voting. Always. I saw Hamboy last night, actually.
Is he all right?
He is all right. He was. I didn't see Always Looking, but I did see Hamboy, and they're very, very well. And he says hello to everyone out there in Punky Radio Land. Also from the past, really. We haven't really spoken very much, have we, recently?
Yeah.
Have you got anything else?
That's it. That's it, Ali.
And there aren't any more podcasts?
That's it. No, that's all five I had.
At the moment, there's nothing for next week. But it's all right. There's something else you can do in the meantime, which is even easier. Most of you are on Facebook. Now, as you know, there is a Punky Radio group. I've now finally set up a Punky Radio page that you can like, one of those ones. So if you type in Punky Radio to Facebook, it comes up Punky Radio Radio Station. That's the one. Click on there and like it. While you're there, leave a comment, and I'll start reading out the comments on that from next week. Or we will. We'll check it. When you finally get around to it, Tony, I'll make you an admin. So you can kind of see on there and do all that bits and bobs. It appears to be that that's the way forward for most things. They seem to be promoting themselves with Facebook pages, don't they?
I think so, yeah. Everyone has got, every radio show or anything has got a Facebook page now. I was playing at that $1 million drop at the weekend, and even that was on Facebook.
Crikey, Mosley. Mm. Yeah, so anyway, so we have now got a Facebook page that you can like, and I'd appreciate it if you would. At the moment, we've got a massive 8 people liking it.
You're about to have 9.
Oh, you're so cheeky and effective.
There you go.
Right. So do that for next week. That'll be a laugh. We'll see what shows up on there. I've got another song for you now that I'll talk to you after we've played it. But this is another one from the new album by UK Subs. The album's called Work in Progress, and this is Guru. Subs, Tony, from the album Work in Progress, which is their first album in 9 years. So do track it down. There's some exercise. If you already like UK Subs, you already have it.
Right.
If you haven't heard much UK Subs before, this is an excellent way in. There's also a Lars Fredriksson track and a cover in amongst the 14 songs on there. Do make sure you check out that album. Right. I was talking to you about Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers before. We will be talking about them in just a second. But before that, have I said you're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us?
No.
Well, you are. And you've done a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you.
Last week, the reason I'm croaky is that I've just once again been a victim of Paulmas. And Paulmas this year, instead of just the usual Paulmas Eve, Paulmas Day and Paul B. Oxen Day around my birthday, I also had the night before Paulmas, last Thursday, and the last day of Paulmas last night. So it's been a 5-day event of absolute debauchery. But there is so much to tell you about that I'm just, if you're interested in finding out what I did over the last 5 nights, go onto my blog, Paulie B, PORLYBEE .blogspot.com, where I'm doing it day by day. As this show goes up, there is the explanation and the night before Paulmas. Paulmas Eve will be up tomorrow, and I'm doing one each day for the next 4 or 5 days. So just look there, because there's so much information. I'll be talking here for 20 minutes, we'd all go mad. That's that. Now, we are, however, doing a very early and rather cheeky of me, Paulie B's International Gig Guide. And the reason for that is that the very lovely Stephanie from Manila PR got in touch with me last week about Tom Mance and the Icebreakers, because they're on a short tour of, well, it's pretty much London. Actually, the 4 days that I'm about to read out are all in London. But it's to promote the new album, Perils Aplenty, of which, Tony, I'd like you to make a mental note, because I'm obviously a fool, but the track Perils Aplenty should be on our Halloween show next year. I'm going to save it for that. It's just perfect for it.
Oh, okay.
This album is terrific. I had to listen through it this afternoon, and I liked it so much, I left it on. So cool. I've heard this album 3 times, and you know how busy I am. But I've played this album 3 times. They have got, in the next few weeks, on the 15th of March, they've got a single launch at the Lock Tavern in Camden. On the 3rd of March, they've got an album launch at Madame Jojo's in Soho. On the 11th of March, they're playing the Blues Kitchen in London. And on the 19th of March, they're playing the Garage in Islington, or if you're from the States, the Garage in Islington. I cannot stress to you how good this album is. It's really interesting. I didn't know what to expect, because I thought straight away, oh, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tom Mance and the Icebreakers, I see what they've done there. Yeah, this is going to be boring, middle of the road. Yeah, fair enough, can't we arse with it? And it started, and I went, oh, no, it's not.
Oh, nice.
And then as I went through it, every song's different from the last one. They've all got this sort of discordant thing going on through them that I really like, that gives them that sort of slightly sinister, garagey edge. And they're just a good rock and roll band, man, I mean, to be honest with you. But the important thing in all of this, however, is what I'm about to say, Tony, and that is that Stephanie from Manila PR, you little beauty, she sent me 2 copies. So we've got a Tom Mancey competition, my friend. To win the album Perils Aplenty, all you have to do is email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer to the following question: which 2 artists did I liken them to in the previous bit? And it's not the Bob Dylan meets the Clash, it's the other two. Which 2 artists did I say? Send me the information. We're going to only run this for 1 week. So it will be announced next Tuesday night when we put the next show up. So you've got a week to get your email to me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Tom Mancey competition. Which 2 bands did I liken Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers to? This album is brilliant, Tony.
Okay, cool.
If I were you, I'd enter. Because you might even win it. It really is that good. I'm very, very impressed. So, anyway, that's it. That's the only time I'm going to mention the competition, though. And that does conclude Paulie B's Cheeky International Gig Guide. Tom Mancey. So, yeah, and thank you very much, Steph. And thank you very much to Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers for being so fucking brilliant. I wonder whether I'm going to be able to get to any of those gigs. I am going to try. I might be able to. You never know. So, that concludes the first half of the show, my friends. Or does it? No, it doesn't, because it's time for song 4. And it would be only fair, as threatened, that I play you another track from Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers, mate.
Cool.
This is my favourite one on the album. But I didn't play it at the start, because I think you need to have heard a Tom Mancey song before you hear this song. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This on the album, this comes in number 6. By week's time, you're well into Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers, so you can handle it. Well, actually, Tight Sweater's actually track 7, the one after this. But they're kind of, as far as the middle of an album goes, they are sort of my favourite too. They're almost like the last one on side A and the first one on side B, you know, when they're always good. Yeah, like that. So, anyway, you're going to love this, Tony, I think, anyway. This is Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers, and this is Donkey Punch and Judy.
Everybody, I got a plan. Grab your windbreaker, stick it in the sand. Bucket and spade, CM4, Punch Judy for everyone. That's right! Yeah!
ships no more, but you can still get drunk in the parks for sure. Parson's got the Navy and the Victory, Brandon's got the rainbows and equality. Big city folk just like to be in Margate, Ramsey, Clacton, and LZ. Booze, booze, newspaper, quit each way. In the best of Dover, ferry to Calais. You can talk me, party in Blackpool, fair in Scarborough, coming from Markham, hit the promenade. The holiday season starts in Southport, but ends in oblivion, and with me by the bay. Ends in oblivion, ends in oblivion, ends in oblivion, and with me by the bay. We're going to the seaside, we're going to the coast, we're going to the seaside, with the girls we love the most. We're going to the seaside, we're going to the coast, we're going with the girls we love the most. Yeah. When you get older, you lose your hair, but dive to the coast and breathe the fresh air with Donkey Punch and Judy. With a Donkey Punch and Judy. With a Donkey Punch and Judy. With a Donkey Punch and Judy. Oh, Donkey Punch and Judy. Donkey Punch and Judy. Donkey Punch and Judy. Donkey Punch.
That was Tom Manton, the Icebreakers, Tony. Donkey Punch and Judy. Absolutely loving that band. And don't forget to enter the competition yourself, in fact, mate. This album's great. I expect a big response to it. This is a really, really... I'm glad we've got them. I mean, they've already been played on lots of mainstream radio. So, like, well, I say mainstream, sort of Six Music and the such like.
Hmm.
I think Mark and Lard, those Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey, those bloody professional Northerners, really like it as well. It's just, it seems like, I mean, whether they are the flavour of the month, I don't know. I'm not fickle like that. I mean, I'm a fan until such time as they do something rubbish. So, no pressure, Tom Manson, the Icebreakers, but I am a fan. We've got more gigs, haven't we? We're full of gigs this week, Tony.
Yeah. A couple of gigs.
So does that mean it's time for an early
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Oh, Bisto.
Yeah. I've got two lots of gigs. I'll do the first one now. This is from Luke from the Nerks. And obviously Luke Fuke used to be in Riot Squad, but more famously the Chavs.
Yeah. And now resides in Birmingham.
Yeah. And he's the Nerks formed last year. I think I went to see with the gig when they played in Warsaw, WhatsApp at the Black Market.
WhatsApp,
very right, Squaddy. Great band. And he says they're playing with the Queers. The full lineup is.
I don't know. I saw clips of them online and thought that they were more a sort of laugh band than a serious political band. Do you mean they just sounded like
the
Riot
sound
Squad?
Is? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't hear the lyrics, really.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay. Right, so the lineup is the Queers, Rotunda, the Nerks, the Murder Burgers, and Victory Avenue. And that's on Bradford Street in Digbeth at the Adam and Eve in Birmingham.
It's quite a small venue to see the Queers at, you know. They don't come over here very often. I interviewed Joe Queer, didn't I? Oh, you might not remember, but I interviewed him on that old show we had on Pantsfield 10 O'Cock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really nice guy, and they're a really excellent band of Queer. They're kind of, you'll find out soon enough, but I don't think they'd mind me saying they're not unlike the Ramones, and they're a much bigger band in the States than they are here. Excuse me. They're a much bigger band in the States than they are in the UK. In fact, they're a much bigger band in Europe than they are in the UK as well. But if you get the chance to see them, do, because they're absolutely brilliant.
Cool. And you can, and it's only £6 at Adam and Eve. But this, and it's on a Wednesday night, a few weeks away. It's on the 9th of March. So Wednesday 9th of March at the Adam and Eve on Bradford Street in Digbeth, Birmingham.
That will be very, very good.
Yeah.
And we, but basically, we're also... we're dedicating the second half of the show to that gig.
Okay, cool.
Which means that for the moment, that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Part two, sort of, because I did one before it.
Cool.
And we're going to kick off the second half of the show.
Yeah.
With a track from the quiz. This is Punk Rock Confidential.
Girls like you make me feel it's okay to write a silly song. I can't wait till I see you again, cause it's been way too long. You're a doll, you're a doll, just a living doll. I wanna spend my life with you. I think you could be. There's just one thing I gotta share, I gotta question you. When I see your smile on your face, I know that I'll be too. You're a doll, just a living doll. I wanna spend my life with you. I think you're groovy. Punk ride, confidential punk ride, confidential punk ride, confidential again.
Quiz Punk Rock Confidential. They will be seen on the 9th of March in Birmingham at a gig that our mate Luke is running. £6. Get there. We're gig heavy this week. You're listening to Planet Smashing Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. And you've got yet more gigs to tell us about, haven't you?
I have.
Which means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 3. Yeah. So, a bit of a regular feature now, 12 Bar Club in Denmark Street in London. The gigs for the week. So let's read these out. There's quite a few this week. Almost one every day.
Hey, hold on. I'll try and guess how much they are.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 9th of Feb, Jack Hayter, H-A-Y-T-E-R, and Imutsi. How much is that one?
£6.
Oh, you're right.
Brilliant.
Thursday, 10th of Feb, we have The Resistance, Night Parade, Bellissima, and Eat This. So that should be quite a good night. And how much is that one?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
Friday, 11th of Feb, JD Smith, and there's a few more acts to be confirmed. That's run by Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous.
And we know who that is, don't we?
Do we?
Yes, it's our friends. It's what's her name out of the thingamies,
Jewel.
That band that we played very very early on. Oh God, I haven't spoken to her for ages.
VCR?
No, the Screeches.
Oh right, okay. Oh wow,
the Screeches. Yeah,
oh, right, the Spanish lady.
Brilliant night. Yeah, she's really lovely, and they put on fantastic nights. Is it £6?
It is.
That is a steal at £6. If you're about, go to that.
Saturday, 12th of Feb. London and Freedom, London, Freedom Faction, Snide, and more acts to be confirmed. Well, how much is that one?
£6.
It is, you're right.
That's a straightforward punk rock night, isn't it?
I think so.
Is that a London Calling night?
It is.
It is, yeah, so that's another brilliant one. God, you could have a great weekend at the 12 Bar this weekend, mate. Really good. She's called Letitia. Hello, Letitia.
Right. I remember they played Block Party one time.
Yeah, she scared the crap out of the audience, didn't she? Do you remember? And that takes some doing in Mansfield.
Monday, 14th of Feb, the Fir
Valentine's Cone, Day.
Valentine's night. The Fir Cone Boy Band. Yeah, I think that's just them looking at it. Just those.
Ooh.
So, bear in mind, it's just those. How much?
£3.
No, £6.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And hey, this is better than MySpace.
Finally, next Tuesday, 15th of Feb. Yeah. Who is Mike Brightley and Teresa Disken. D-I-S-K-E-N. Disken.
D-I-S-K-E-N.
Yeah.
D-I-S-K-E-N.
And how much is that?
£6.
It is, right. That's it.
So that concludes Tony's
International Guide.
Three. I think that's the first time we've ever sung a version of that 6 times.
I think so.
My apologies to anyone listening for the first time. There's not normally that much. I'm going to crack on with the next track now. This is another band that are playing with the Queers on the 9th of March in Birmingham. Enjoy this. This is the Murder Burgers, and I'll Always Be a Bottom Feeder.
What I've got to say, I'm sick of wearing the same clothes every day. I'm sick of going to work for shitty pay. I'm sick of every day just being the same. And I'm the only one to blame. And if I had a girl, she'd call me an underachiever. She'd tell me that she's leaving me, but I wouldn't believe her. So I left alone, no girl, no money, and no brain cells either. But yes, it's safe to say I'll always be a bottom feeder. I've got to say, I'm sick of wearing the same clothes every day. And I'm sick of going to work for shitty pay. And I'm sick of every day just being the same. And I'm the only one to blame. But I'll just remain this way until I find something I'm good at. But the chances of that happening, I'll somehow realise that. We'll never be a doctor, lawyer, or be a team leader. Well, yes, it's safe to say I'll always be a bottom feeder. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
If you're not interested in seeing live music in London this week, maybe I can interest you in seeing some live comedy in Hitchin and Lecture. Because it's the return of the Last Minute Comedy Club this weekend, and I've got two great acts on in the shape of Sally Ann Hayward and the one and only Bob Mills is on. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. It's a late birthday celebration. Now, because Paulmas fell early, the gig's the week after, and I needed something a week after Paulmas. Now, a week after Christmas, Tony, is New Year.
It
so
is.
New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So what's the week after Paulmas going to be? I'll tell you, it's going to be Nude Year. So Nude Year's Eve on Friday at Woodside Hall in Hitchin, Last Minute Comedy Club with Bob Mills, Sally Ann Hayward and me. Doors open 7:30, please do try and get down. If you can't make it to that, maybe make it to the Saturday gig at Letchworth Arts Centre on Nude Year's Day, when it will be Bob Mills, Sally Ann Hayward and me. Tickets for both shows are £10, £8 if you're a member. And if you want to find out more, you can either email me or get in touch through the lastminutecomedy.com website. That's all that I want to do in this bit, because I've been over-talking. You've been to see a few films, haven't you?
Yeah. I went to see The King's Speech, which was great.
Right.
So, really enjoyed that. And we watched A-Team.
Mate, what a fabulous review that was.
That was great, wasn't it?
Your movie reviews just get better and better. I went to see The King's Speech. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to see The A-Team. What was that like?
Yeah, it was alright.
It was alright.
It was a bit too much. A bit too much action. Have you seen it?
No.
It's mad. It's just non-stop action, and it kind of lost a bit, but I was a bit out of it. I was drunk when I watched it.
Hey, I didn't tell you the only film I've seen recently was a film called Last of the Airbenders. Did I talk about that last week?
No.
Oh, it's hilariously bad.
I've heard it's bad.
Right, but it's really funny if you're British, because the Americans don't use the word bender the way we do. Right, And in the last of the Airbenders, it's like people say to each other a couple of times, I knew you were a bender. And you just giggle. I was pissed when I watched it, but you just giggle. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad, yeah. I'd actually recommend watching it just because it's so bad that it's kind of good. It's almost like a blockbuster B movie. Does that make sense? That it's kind of, it's really, really, I mean, it's aimed at 6 year olds, it must be. But it's very, very, and this is only part one. Because there's all sorts of airbenders and firebenders and bloody.
I'm sure there are.
Twig benders and whatever. Anyway, and this was just the airbender one, so there's going to be a series of them. I think they must be already reconsidering that.
Probably.
I think they must be hoping that someone will get angry about it, like they did with the Golden Compass.
Oh yeah, that never got anywhere, did it, either?
It wasn't allowed to, and there were good reasons for it that I'm not going to go into on this show, otherwise we'll get caned as well. Yeah, it was all very dubious. But yes, I strongly recommend that you see The Last of the Airbenders, but borrow it off someone. For God's sake, don't buy it. Because you don't want to encourage that sort of thing. It's really, really bad.
Wow.
One thing you do want to encourage, though, is people going to Birmingham on the 9th of March. Sorry, were they the two films you saw, or did you see another one?
No, that's two films I saw.
It was those two, yeah. I do want to encourage you to go to Birmingham on the 9th of March to see The Queers, The Murder Burgers, the other bands you mentioned, and The Nerks, that we're going to play now. This is Hangover Day.
Got me a few drinks last night, at the time, feeling all right. Worries morning with a banging egg, wishing I could stay in bed. Getting up scares me to death, scary still, running free. Get my arse into the shower and get myself to work. Left the shower, feeling great. Don't know how, let's go straight. Straight in the car, cutting around. Man, I gotta be with this time around. All of a sudden comes over me. It starts spinning, gone to sea. If they pull me out of day, they'll take my license away. One can, two can, three can, four. I will have a game till I'm on the floor. Over so many, that's my soul. Drink all I can't see no more. Wish I could say it to face. Every morning in a haze. So damn long, telling myself, never again. I've had before, but I don't know when it's back to who. Just last week, drank so much that I couldn't speak. Pour some crap, you'll down my neck, I stink, I'll fix my life's mess. One can, two can, three can, four. Rolling again till I'm on the floor. I'm so ready, I've got soul. Drink till I can't say no more. Wish I could say it to face. Every morning in a day,
you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Nerks and Hangover Days. They are playing on March the 9th in Birmingham. Get along if you can. And if you do get along, do a review of the gig. It'd be nice. Make a change, wouldn't it? Tony, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Nice.
Thanks for all your nominations. And I need loads of twat because I've got barely any left. In fact, I think this is the only one I've got. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do so. And I got relatively long one from Richard Sharp. It's been a while.
Hey, Sharpie, how you doing? Word.
Yeah, he seems all right. He's not been listening for a while, by sounds, but I'll explain. I'll read it out. Tony, it's me, Dick. Though you may remember me as Richard, Punky's biggest ever twat. Pause words. But since my Titanic self-twatting, I got my iPod hot-finched and haven't bothered listening to Punky since.
since December 2009, to be precise.
So I like it.
So happy New Year's Eve, yeah. Anyway, let's get down to business. The business being twat. Wet, sopping, bold northern twat. Since moving back to the northeast, have been able to frequent my beautiful home city of Newcastle on Tyne. Often, and have even had time to dip my toes in that murky yet romantic world of non-league football. And going to see Gateshead, aka The Heed, play AFC Wimbledon in the Blue Square Premier last Friday, FA Cup weekend. I travelled by bus and by metro out of the town where I live. I was able to use the Washington Day Saver I had bought in the morning as Follingsby Roundabout. But to get the Huath Metro, the nearest station, I would need to buy a single from there to my bus journey's terminus. Fair enough, I thought. I was able to purchase such a ticket for the princely sum of £1.20 from the driver, and then being informed that upon returning I would need to purchase the same ticket that he waved to Follingsby, and then use my day saver thenceforth. I hope this is staying simple enough to understand. Kind of is.
I'm with you so far.
The Heed lost the game 2-0, and we jumped the metro again to get back to Haworth. I got on the bus and asked for a single to Follingsby. The ticket was dispensed and I took my seat. Upon arrival at Follingsby, the driver 1225, stopped and called the stop. I hastily apologised for not showing him my day save for the Washington area upon boarding, and explained the situation could be easily resolved. It was at this point that driver 125 announced that upon return to Washington, my pass would only be valid from Stevenson Roundabout. I became defensive, explaining that his colleague had explained the situation upon boarding my first bus of the evening, and that surely there must be some sort of mistake. Driver 1225, simply retorted, "Not my problem, matey," as he was a Macken, a dweller of Sunderland.
Uh-oh.
And struggled to grasp the language, but I persisted.
I see a certain rivalry being responsible for this.
I think so. "Sir, I understand this predicament. Where is Stevenson Roundabout?" To which he pointed, not over a hill or valley, nor around a small mountain range or large lake, but down the road. He pointed down to the road to the next bloody stop. At this point, I lost my nerve. "Are you insisting I pay £1.20 to continue the journey some 200 yards? "Aye," came the reply. I was out of funds, having actually been 4 pence short, and now in debt with a friend who, when calmly explaining my financial issues, he replied, "Not my problem." It also came about that a single from my place of boarding to said Stevenson Roundabout was exactly the same price as the ticket I had mistakenly paid for. I was about to break things. The proverbial was hovering close to the blades, but a call came. Having seen the flames ignite in my eyes, Weber, my companion, not like that, sat at the back of the bus, called, "Dick man, I'll pay," and did. I was, however, fucking furious, sweating, shaking with rage, and so I decided that instead of emailing someone at Nexus or Go Northeast, I would instead tear up 2 copies of the Metro free paper and spread them thinly about the bus for him to pick up. Upon leaving the bus, instead of the usual cheery, "Cheers, driver, this prick got a sweet, not so swift, I hope you get diabetes, sat on your arse all day and die, you fucking fat cunt," and a full can of Relentless to the windscreen, other energy drinks are available. To conclude, Tony, I nominate driver 1225 of the Go Northeast fleet of buses, who can be seen doing the M1 route from Easington to Haworth Metro, as my first twat since coming back. Yours faithfully, Big Ginger Dick. P.S. Sorry for saying the word cunt in your emails. He is quite an angry chap.
And I can't condone
no
the throwing of cans at bus windscreens.
No.
But other than that... fair a fucking nut.
Yeah.
So as long as he promises not to throw any more cans at bus windscreens, I think we can have it.
Yep. Is everybody ready?
Yep.
So I guess driver 1225 of the Go Northeast fleet
is a twat.
Thank you very much.
Which case are those? Right. Well done. That was cool. An excellent twat. Thank you, Dick. If you do have a twat, make sure you send them in to tony@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Here's a twat. One last song this week. You know we played 2 Tom Mancy songs in the first half.
Uh-huh.
Playing 2 Queers songs in the second half. Hence my asymmetricity. So here's another one from the Queers to finish off. They are playing at in Birmingham on March the 9th, which is Wednesday night. Get down here if you can. And Tony?
Yeah.
See you later, fuck folks. I wasn't looking for a turbo.
What are you looking for in me? I may not have any muscles, but I can move like Bruce Lee. So when I busted these pussies, started beating up on my friends, I left the stage and I ain't too in and out. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. See you in the funny faces. Fuck you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. We hate you. My dad was great for Antoine, like it was a sight to behold. I fell on top of a table, it broke a couple of bones. One of the Marvel Lord's girlfriends kicked me right in the family jewels. I took the one in the eye and said, fuck you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. See you in the funny faces. Fuck you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. We hate you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. See you in the funny faces. Fuck you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. We hate you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. See you in the funny faces. Fuck you. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. We hate you. We hate you. We hate you tonight.
Oh, hey, in a cabin down by a canyon.
That was the quiz, Tony. Thanks ever so much to everybody for listening this week. As usual, we have things for you to do. They are enter the competition to win the Tom Nancy album. Try and see a band this week, or if you can, get to one of the gigs we've advertised this week or in the future, of course. We also want you to not only vote at Podcast Alley, but we also want you, if you get a chance, to just while you're on Facebook, and we know you're all on Facebook, just to nip onto the Punky Radio page. Hit like and leave a comment for us, and we'll see how many we get for next week. See if it's a new feature. You never know, because I do love to get your comments, and it could be that we get some people that aren't friends or family to contribute in that way. Yes, we also particularly want you to leave a review for us at iTunes. Could you remind them how to do that, Tony?
Yep, the easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the left of the screen, there's an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will take you to the music store with our page, where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you'll need an account. But please do review us, 5 stars only, we'll read them out. Reviews help move us up the featured rankings of iTunes, and I think only a handful of reviews make quite a lot of difference. So if you do have the time, please do review us, and we'll read them out.
Excellent work. Excellent work, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. Do make sure that you also check out, if you have time, the Punky Radio page on Mevio, which is punkyradio.mevio.com. And there are two other ways to listen to us as well, which are via online radio stations, Roach Radio and Hussy Skunk. Thanks very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!